Shorty Long, private detective. Bumped into a friend of mine a few weeks ago. Nobody was hurt. I tried to fix his hat while he tried to brush me off. I said, how's it going, Big Ed? Pony still good to you? Said he didn't want to discuss his sex life. I told him I was referring to his legendary proficiency at perimutuel wagering. He said he'd rather discuss his sex life. Then he started sobbing uncontrollably. When he turned his face away, I could see a big dent in his jacket where his wallet used to be. People do strange things when they're in trouble. Maybe it was the pressure. Maybe meeting an old acquaintance. Or maybe he knew I could never fix his hat. Anyway, he decided to spill the beans. I helped him pick them up. Then he let the cat out of the bag. It found a few beans that we'd missed. I figured I'd better get a story and leave before he decided to spill his guts. Turns out Big Ed made his money at the racetrack by always betting on the same jockey, Willie Wisnowski. Willie was the best. He knew how to get the most out of a horse, and he never used the whip, except at parties. But about 3 months ago, Willie started losing weight, hair, and races. The more he lost, the more Big Ed bet on him to win. Big Ed was always deep into logic. Anyhow, Big Ed wanted me to investigate. I asked him what he could pay. He told me to keep his hat. Now I was sure it couldn't be fixed. My first move was to go and see Willie. I'd always heard that jockeys were short, but Willie was at least 4'10". In my family, that's average height. I watched him lose a race. He either did it intentionally, or he's under the impression that horses run faster when the jockey pulls back on the reins. The horse looked like it had been drugged. It was wearing sunglasses and had a large portable radio held up against one ear. I snuck back to the dressing room and saw Willie removing pieces of lead from his jumpers. I told him I smelled a rat. He asked if it was a hobby. I told him about Big Ed and our suspicions about his recent losing streak. He said he wasn't interested in opening a can of worms. I was a little disappointed. I'd never seen a can of worms. He did say that you can't prove anything because nobody ever knows what a horse or a jockey is going to do, especially in the privacy of their own motel room. After I told Big Ed, I came back here to the alley. I learned one thing out of all this. It's a lot easier to fix a horse race than a hat.